This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Grant Birchall is now a Brisbane Lion. That was his manager, Shane Casserly from TLA Australia, speaking to Telstra Trade Radio today. So now it's time to get the Brisbane side of things. Brisbane Lions football manager and good friend of the show, David Noble, is on the line. Nobes, thanks for your time again.
G'day, Cornsy. How are you going?
I'm good. Been a couple of days since we spoke and we did ask you about Grant Birchall. There was clearly some interest there. But what in the end was the catalyst for getting this deal done?
I think the need for us really made on that half-back, that bit of run, the ability for, you know, use of the ball. We like the fact that he's a lefty that sort of turns out of there. He can sort of be that long-range player, sort of gives us that short one, continue to run, create that overlap for us. So that was the interest. And look, I think the other thing, if you go back through Birch's history, his ability to step up in big games has been pretty good, you know, over the journey. So we're lucky enough that we feel that need, you know, with a guy that's got a couple of hundred and, or nearly 250 games under his belt.
So 8 games in the last, what is it, 3 season, Nobe. So clearly his body has been an issue for him. What did your medical team look at and how did they assess him?
The main one we looked at was the last sort of the more recent soft tissue stuff, and then the PCL was the main one. And we felt that the assessment of his PCL was really solid, so I'd had no issue with that. And then probably just the soft tissue seemed to be a little bit from, you know, hip to hammy to calf to groin, was more sort of just him trying to get up and going and maybe not having that, you know, pre-season under his belt. Certainly felt that it was something, our guys felt something that they could manage at his age. We had a really good record this year, or last couple of years, with Hodgie in particular, you know, managing, you know, an older guy's body. And then obviously Link McCarthy this year was another one that we did quite well with. So we'll just be patient and diligent, and he's in a good spot at the moment because he's able to train, you know, virtually straight away now. He doesn't have any further surgery or any other ailments at the moment.
G'day, Nobes. Now, you Tasmanians do stick together.
G'day, Tao. I did send Birch a message about the Tasmanians taking over the country again.
Just the one thing I was going to sort of say is it's in some ways it's a just a no-risk thing. I mean, you know, you don't have to pay anything for him. You know, you know that he's of the quality, and you're absolutely right. When he come back, he played pretty good football. He couldn't last. He couldn't sustain it with his body, but he played pretty good footy still.
He did. Yeah, that was the thing. And Dom Ambrogio and the guys went back and had a look at those 3 games, and we pleasantly surprised, I guess. You know, his speed, his connection, they were the things that, you know, he was renowned for. And again, we were comfortable knowing that a little bit around our strategy this year, you know, we've had a go at sort of 3 free agents. So therefore, from a, you know, a talent growth perspective underneath, we're still able to go to the draft with our picks. But yeah, we think it's a, well, we thought it was a no-brainer for us in the end.
And that's always, you know, we speak about it in here, you know, trying to go for now, but also keep an eye on the future as well, and getting that balance absolutely right. I mean, obviously the last 18 months, it's been more about getting some good seniority in, but yeah, you've got to keep the balance there as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So we'll try to, we'd like to get up a little bit higher, but we think we can hold on to our first and second picks. You know, we've got Kel Archie that we're still sort of trying to just get something done with the Gold Coast. He's a, you know, a young guy of some really strong talent, good speed, good user out of the back end as well. So, but yeah, we're, the boys certainly from the recruiting side of things are keen to take, you know, a couple of picks early, and we've got one of our young academy guys coming through that we're pretty keen on as well.
So if Birch does come up and everything's right and his body holds up, he plays at the halfback flank. So where do you sort of see Kel fitting in if that's the case?
We think that Kel can also be wing half forward. So Fakes is pretty keen to continue to sort of develop those guys that can play the various roles as we're going through. I think what it does is the talent coming through adds competition, and so therefore we just feel that there are points in time where, you know, Anifal had a really good year this year. We've got a few guys out of contract, so continuing that pressure and that competition for spots, we always think is pretty healthy.
There's also so many players in that lot. I think there's someone like a Matty Suckling that can play really anywhere, basically, with Johannesson, the same sort of thing, from half-back to half-forward, can't they?
Yeah. I mean, Cow's really strong overhead as well. You know, can take a catch. I think through his early parts of his junior days, when Dom was watching him, you know, recruiting-wise, he played a few games sort of forward. But again, his speed, nothing to say that we can't, you know, manoeuvre, you know, Birchall to a wing, Cheetah half-back if we can get him. The other aspect for us this year too, we remained really healthy, which is really unusual, and the medicos did a great job. So we can't go into next year just assuming that we're going to be as healthy as what we were this year either.
Brisbane Lions footy manager David Noble telling us about Grant Birchall becoming a Lion, but also other things as well. Nobes, Alan Christensen, will he have to wait until the likes of Callum Archie, you sort that stuff out before you offer him a new deal, or if you offer him a new deal?
Yeah, we've said to a few of our guys, unfortunately, you know, sort of at this point in time, we just have to hold and wait. It doesn't mean that we don't want the guys to, you know, remain or that they won't get a contract, but we're just at a point where we're just holding. You know, we've got probably five or six, I think, are currently out at the moment, Cornsy, so we'll just have to get through trade period and see where our spots and our picks in the draft land.
Do you follow what the other clubs are doing, in particular the pick swap today between St Kilda and the Giants? And can you shed any insight onto why that may be the case and why they did that deal?
Yeah, we do. It's always interesting to sort of see, you know, where clubs are sort of trying to land, how they're trying to maybe spread out their picks. There's a different range of, I reckon, reasons. Some of it's about trading for someone else and therefore trying to give less value away than maybe what, you know, they would like to. A club might not be able to return some value back to you. Sometimes there's academies in the back end. Some clubs might be trying to position for a trade later in the trade week to get a future pick. There's a host. Some clubs might think that they're able to get the two or three guys that they like a bit further down in the draft, so therefore they can split a pick, you know, out early and get two and still get the two players that they feel are going to help them through the midfield or forwards or the like. So it's a whole range of things. And in general, most of them, if you're internally within that group, they'll make sense for a reason.
Mm. And a few years ago, you were heavily into Josh Jenkins, if we believe the reports, Nobes. Have you sounded him out? And would you look at getting Josh to your club?
No, we're not sending Josh out. We've had a couple of calls from Paul's group a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, we're really confident in where the two keys we've got at the moment, and we've got a couple of young developing guys coming through off our academy as well. So we're probably keen. I mean, this year we played with two rucks, you know, so we had Oscar McInerney and Steph Martin sort of changing regularly through that forward end. So we sort of had the three tools from time to time, but whether or not we go with that, I'm not sure what FaZe is thinking. But at this point, we're pretty happy with the tall group that we've got.
And Nobes, just on those guys that are sort of in a little bit of holding pattern, Lewis Taylor, Cutler, have you had any clubs come with any interest surrounding those guys?
Yeah, the Swans have got some interest in Louis Taylor, we think. We haven't been offered anything yet per se. I think they've got their hands full with a couple of others at the moment. I think the Bombers have got a little bit of interest in Cutler at the moment. So they're probably the two front runners, I think, for those two currently play out, but not much for the other guys at this point in time.
Good on you, Nobes, and good luck with Grant. We hope he gets back to his absolute best, and we appreciate your time again.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.